Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport. Thank you for coming back to a special crossover Inside Lacrosse Podcast slash post-game podcast edition. I am joined once again by Nick Acello. It is the ultimate positive Friday. We've got Thanksgiving in the rearview. We've got Cyber Monday in the foreground. I don't know, whatever. And it is Black Friday, but we're going to bring some positivity to people's ear balls. Nick Cello, how you doing?
I got to say, I'm doing great. And I don't know what we're going to post about our brief conversation that I just had, but that recap and the 180 that's been happening in life over the last couple weeks, I am fully ready, full steam ahead to slide high and late with the crown of my helmet into positivity today. So this is just going to be fantastic. I'm really excited to talk to you, and I wish there was more content of your beard out there.
It's thick.
I think that's positive all on its own.
Yeah, it's thick. You might be talking to me. So just for context, we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. You might be talking to me. There might be 24 hours left in this beard. It might be, it might not be long for, but it's,
is that your wife's decision?
No. I'm a man of my, who makes his own decisions when it comes to his, self-grooming. It's just getting a little too,
you know, if there's one thing I've learned though, it's kind of like when it comes to critiquing hair, I kind of just stay in my own lane. So do whatever you want.
Let's talk about Positive Friday. What is it?
Okay. So, Positive Friday originated in a college group chat of mine. And like, you know, when you're in college, I don't know, you're like, this was like sophomore or junior year. I didn't live with any lacrosse guys. And, you know, so I got to know all these NARPs and all these dorm guys, and they are just so witty and hilarious. And for 6 days out of the week, it was just constant banter, just shitting on each other. You know, hey, anybody want to go to the dining hall? Be like, shut up, go eat by yourself, AKA with all your friends.
Steven Glansberg. Like,
yeah, go be Steven Glansberg by yourself. Everyone hates you. And at one point we were like, okay, this is kind of getting out of control. So I actually think I do have the ability to take credit for it, because one day I just started complimenting people in the group chat and like going so over the top happiness. And it drove one of my friends, Matt, up a wall. He was like, you better stop this. Like, I'm really worried. So I just kept complimenting him. And then so we implemented Positive Friday, which is, you know, be gorillas throwing shit against the wall for 6 days a week. But on Friday, you have to wake up. It starts with a Vince McMahon gif, and you have to compliment and you have to be nice for the entire day. And it started out as a joke to annoy a friend. And then sneaky, we found ourselves looking forward to Positive Friday saying, huh, I'm actually looking forward to like a compliment that my friend is going to give me, because I would give very genuine compliments. I'm like, hey man, you've always been there. Remember like last March, you were really there for me. That still means a lot. I really appreciate it. Happy Positive Friday. And so it kind of snowballed into this thing that we would take seriously in the group chat. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm kind of a prick on Twitter and in general, what if I implemented Positive Friday on social media? And I think it's been received generally well, and it's kind of like a good little way. You know, I think a lot, and I'll tread lightly here. I think a lot of kind of like the positivity that you see on social media is moral posturing and isn't as authentic as it could be. So I was like, I'm going to go completely over the top. No one's going to question my authenticity in these compliments, and I'm going to try and do Positive Friday. So my question to you is, has it been received well? Like, do you see any shred of, you know, are you going to call me out for being fake one of these days? Or do you see the genuine Positive Friday coming from my, you know, Twitter fingers?
No, I think it's absolutely been received as it was supposed to. I think that, you know, there's this Pavlovian response when I see Al Collins driving O.J. Simpson down the 405 and all the police officers are labeled. I can't tell you, there is nothing that happens, not just on social media, but in all of media, that will make me zoom in harder on a photo in order to read the smallest font on the farthest back police car that represents some form of negativity that is chasing you. And Typically, I believe the small ones are reserved for your bank account. But no, the fact that you're out running in what is notoriously the slowest police chase of all time, all the negativity that's coming after you is so commendable and so perfect that I can't imagine anybody having an issue with
it. It's been a while since I made an OJ one.
Well, there's no better time to bring it back. Speaking of no better time, so the notion here is that we're just going to deliver people unsolicited, unexpected comment compliments. Wow, I really needed to make sure I didn't butcher that word. So why don't we just make we're going to make the net super, super high, the safety net, that is, and we're going to call probably the most universally well-liked person in lacrosse to start this off, all right?
Who's that? My dad?
No. Your dad will be second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle, you have Terry Foy.
Yeah.
Kyle, you have Nick Ocello.
What's going on?
If I could just say one thing, I know that we have a lot to be thankful for, but you've been one of the star beacons of true humility while embracing the role of a leader that I've ever met in my entire life. It's an overplayed trope to say that when this person talks, everybody listens, but it couldn't be further from the truth with you. And it's not because you talk loud, but it's because of the father that you are, the teammate you are, the brother you are, the son you are, the positivity that you bring to this world is, honest to God, I think unmatched. And to balance all of that perfectly has been inspiring, to say the very least. I really appreciate who you are as a person. I always will. Some of those talks at training camp that we had before I decided to step away, I hold with me very dearly, and they keep me going in many facets of life. And I would be remiss if I didn't want to call and say thank you very much for who you are as a person and what you've done for me and the lacrosse community, guiding it to a more positive space. So thank you very much, Kyle.
Kyle, I don't have much to say that I can put on top of that, but let me say that you, Joe Walters, had no reason to want to go to a shoe shop with me and Joe Sweeney in 2008 to create content. And the fact that you were willing to do it was a really formative moment in my ability to accept that I could be a part of this like lacrosse ecosystem when the most famous, notable, beloved player in the sport was willing to take time out of his day to help me get a foothold content-wise in this space. It really shined an example to me on how important it is to be giving of your time. And that was like 14 years ago, and you might not even remember it. But regardless of whether or not you do, the intervening 14 years have been nothing but more of the same. And I would like to extend this compliment on Positive Friday to your lovely wife, who was just as accommodating. And when I saw her at your final game at Homewood Field over the summer, the genuine excitement that she had to see me was like, it really warmed my heart. And it's a reflection of the man that your parents raised because of your ability to build a family that represents so much of that. It's incredible. And I just don't want you to ever think that it's not.
Ooh, fellas. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to start. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all this. I got like five little kids staring me in the face right now because we're having play dates. So my mind's all over the place. But that was unexpected and incredible. And I don't even know where to start.
Have a great Thanksgiving is a good place to start, my man.
Take it easy. Cut them off. Hang up.
Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you. Big fan of your work.
All right. You're still there, right?
Yeah. So he was one of the first guys that like really took a chance on like meeting up with you for some random content stuff.
Yeah.
That's so not surprising. What a great guy. I think my compliment was better than yours.
It was 100% better. I mean, if this is going to be a trend, I'm going to like have to end this podcast early.
It's a competition now.
100%.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, shit. Where do you even go from there when you start with like the gold medalist? You know, do you have any ideas of who we want to call next?
Yeah, I do.
Shows up on my phone as spam risk.
That's a great way to label us. This is Terry Foy. I've got somebody on the phone he might know, though.
This is Nick Ocello. I don't know if you've I don't know if you remember me.
I do kind of remember you back in the day.
Nick, would you like to tell the audience who we're talking to?
Hey, Dad. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, so we're just doing a little Positive Friday bit. I just wanted to say that, you know, of all the things that you've accomplished, whether it's being born in Montana or going to Gonzaga, I wouldn't be nearly the man I am without your guidance. It's been a phenomenal journey to go from, you know, the overhyper kid to now someone that we can sit on the back porch, have a glass of wine and have some deep discussions. You know, we're starting to dabble in doing business together, and everything that we do, it kind of like peels out a different little layer of, huh, I never knew that about my dad because I was too busy being a dumb little kid. And as I step into kind of each new phase of maturity in my life, it's unbelievable and phenomenal to trace everything that I'm proud of myself about, back to something that you took the time out of your day while raising me and my sisters to instill in me. So I can't thank you enough. I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I love you. I'd take a bullet for you in 1 second, but we'd be like jumping in front of each other. So I don't know how that would work.
There's a Spider-Man meme there.
And I love you, and happy Positive Friday.
Thanks for happy Positive Friday. And, you know, Nick, it's all about feet work.
Feet work. It's all about feet work. My old coach used to
say Terry that story. You got to tell him that story about the feet work. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, it's been a good ride, buddy. I mean, it's just been a great ride. Terry, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Yeah.
So
it's been fantastic.
So Nick, you're our second call, and Nick is on a two call streak of providing better compliments than me. That being said, I've got to get one off, which is to say, first of all, as a fellow man for others, I can tell the way in which you have instilled a kind and generous heart in your son, and the courage, I suppose, that it takes to be. It's insane that I have to say this, but vulnerable on social media by virtue of shedding a facade of arrogance and toughness one day a week, 1/7 of the time that you spend on the hellscape that is social media, and try to bring some genuine joy and light to people's lives is something that I can only trace back to the way he was raised. And by virtue of your Jesuit higher education, I'm going to assume that was a cornerstone in your desire to pass that down to him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that came from my mom and dad, my grandparents, for sure. I mean, it's just, humble, self-deprecating first kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's about all I got. You want to maybe play some beer pong tonight have a good meal and maybe just talk about life and cry like we always do?
Well, you know, we do that a little bit. You know, Peen's doing that a little bit too much these days. It's kind of funny. Mm. My dad, Terry's pushing 84, and he became a crier at about 76. I became a crier at about 30. And so I'm pushing 60. And Italians cry. What are you going to do?
There you go. Love it.
What, do you want to fight about it?
No, but I went to the Italian deli. I got to tell a quick story just because, you know, whatever. I go to the Italian deli today to get some, you know, just a pound of half hot, pound of half mild. Going to make some pasta, you know, at some point in the next couple of days. And they said, don't you know there's a mask mandate? And I don't know where this came from, but I just grabbed my, between my pants and said, mandate this. That didn't go over very well.
That's my dad.
I know. So I got to find another Italian deli, but I've been going there for 35 years, but oh well.
Oh my God, that's
right,
amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to, yeah, amazing. I'm excited to talk politics tomorrow at that Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
So.
No, we're not talking politics. We're just going to talk religion.
Beauty. Well, I love that. I'll see you soon.
Love you guys.
See ya.
Thanks, Terry. Good to meet you. Okay.
So
All right, I can promise that my mom will not top that, but let's see if we can I don't know. We'll just see how this goes. Nobody on this podcast has ever listened to my mom or has ever heard from my mom before. I don't think she knows what a podcast is.
Yeah, this is a one of one.
100%. Yeah, are you still there?
Yes.
All right, I messed that up. Sorry.
You're good. This is usually when I call out Sound Guy editing it out. Sound Guy, edit it out.
What is Sound Guy's actual name?
Tyler Mardian, face-off guy for Delaware.
Is he allowed to do it? Like, are we allowed to expose his name on the podcast so that we can shout him
as
out for Positive
Friday?
As long
as you follow up his name by, we'll never expose Tyler Mardian's name. He goes by Sound Guy. So, yes. He's a big fan.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. I can. Yeah.
Excellent.
It said spam risk.
Well, I'm glad you picked up. I am definitely risky.
Oh, well, as long as you're not calling from jail or a hospital.
Close. I've got another guy on this phone call. His name is Nick Acello, and he hosts a podcast in the sport of lacrosse called The Post Game. He is a Notre Dame alum like your father, and he has a trend that he created on social media that incorporates an OJ meme called Positive Fridays. And so on Friday, he gives people compliments. And we decided that for Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, I suppose, we are going to call up people and just give them unsolicited comments. So we just spoke to his dad, and I am going to give you a compliment now. So I wanted to call you and let you know that there's a lot in my life that I am grateful for, but I think there's not much more that any of us can be grateful for than for the people that we are and the values that we hold and the experiences that created those values and the circumstances that created those things. And there's not a lot about me that I am more glad for or more grateful for than that. I think I'm pretty tough, both physically, which is a result of a moment in the driveway in fourth grade when I wanted to quit football. And you told me that, well, actually, I wasn't sure that I wanted to quit. I just didn't want to go to practice that day. And you told me that if I didn't go to practice that day, I wasn't going to be able to go to practice any other day after that. Because when you make a commitment, you follow through on what is asked of you and what the commitment entails. And as a result of that, I spent the next 8 years as a undersized center on a football team getting blitzed over by middle linebackers that played in the Big Ten. So that was really helpful in terms of that physical toughness thing. But from an emotional resiliency standpoint, one of the things – this is going to sound weird to a lot of people listening to this, I'm sure. One of the things that I'm really, really appreciative that you made me do was when we were growing up and – my friends had grandparents typically that passed away, you would make it a point that we were going to go to their viewings and their funerals. And it's just one example of the things that you did that made me realize that there are a lot of things in life that you do because they are hard. But part of them being hard is that they are also important. And it's something that I've carried with me for 37 years, or I suppose I didn't learn that lesson at zero, but whenever I learned that lesson to now, I've carried it with me. And you're a really special woman in that regard. And I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. You've brought so much joy to my life.
And if I could pile onto that, I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think a lot of people kind of have their own purpose and their own almost self-fulfilling prophecy. And I think, you know, in the short time that I've gotten to know your son, one of the things that he does such a phenomenal job of is being professional in how he approaches bringing everybody joy. You know, it didn't take me long in some of our initial conversations to realize that one of the reasons why him and I, you know, have gotten along so well, pardon me, and why, you know, he's been as successful as he is quite simply because he puts a huge emphasis and a huge premium on the ability to make people smile and laugh. And every time I see his name pop up in my phone, I get excited to answer it because I know he's just going to make my day just a little bit brighter. He's going to bring a little bit more joy than I previously had, because that's what he has in spades, is the ability to put a smile on people's face and the ability to put joy in their hearts. And that does not happen by accident. And I would attribute a lot of that to the way that you raised him. So thank you for doing your best and raising someone who is continuing a much needed positive influence on this world. And I think that that's something that's, you know, extremely appreciated, not only by myself, but by everyone who knows him well and everyone who has the pleasure of getting to talk to him on a regular basis. So thank you very much. I'm a big fan of your work, and you know, I'm excited to continue to work alongside him.
Aww. Go Irish.
There you go. Love it, Mom.
Go Irish, baby. Let's go.
Have a great Thanksgiving. I miss you. I'll call you later.
Okay. Love everybody.
All right. Bye, Mom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, this is awesome.
Great.
This is awesome.
What a saint. So you were a center?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. What was the coach doing? I would have quit too if I was a center.
It was brutal, man. It was brutal. I'm not kidding. Like, I mean, high school, junior. So the middle linebacker on our team ended up becoming the Big Ten Rookie Defensive Player of the Year the following year. So when I was a junior, I was the scout team center. Brian Hoyer was the scout team quarterback. And whenever we would play an opponent who ran a 4-3, it basically meant that I was getting blitzed over by the middle linebacker 15 times in 30 plays. And his name was John Curry. He was like 240 pounds. I was like 205. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, just put me on my back 50% of the plays for a 30-minute span of time. I mean, it was incredible.
Wait, was this in high school or college?
It was in high school. I certainly did.
Where
not
did you play college football?
I did not play college football. I went to Loyola, which doesn't have.
Sorry. I guess I just get confused sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can imagine that it's really hard for you to adjust to a crew of people that didn't play college football because so many of your friends did.
It's just so hard to keep track, especially when I had such an impact on the field too.
What is your crowning achievement as a football player?
I got one tackle against Boston College.
And it'll just go down in the history books. I mean, Boston College, like, you know, is there, if you'd gotten that one tackle in 1993, the Fighting Irish might have another national championship to add to their trophy case.
Would have been huge. Honestly, credit to me for reserving that. That would have been too cocky of me to make a tackle against Boston College in 93. But my sneaky biggest achievement, I remember because Jalen Smith was the biggest freak athlete I've ever seen in my entire life. He let me know that, oh, I am just a little boy who likes berries and cream. I am not an actual man. And on one specific play, I was running the scout team like slot back, and I ran an out route. And I won't say I juked him because he was like a little bit behind me, but I got open and I caught the ball. And he was like, damn, Ocello, good route. And I've held on to that for so long, Terry. I've held on to that one moment where Jalen Smith complimented me on the route. So honestly, probably could have made it to the NFL if my agent didn't screw me over.
That being said, you did make it to become a pro lacrosse player.
Yes. And, you know, I'm just glad that my jersey's in the rafters and I'm in the NLL and PLL Hall of Fame.
Who do you most attribute to your success as a lacrosse player? That could not have been any better time.
No way. Because if I had to attribute one thing, it would probably be Coach Jerry Byrne. Hey, Coach Byrne, how are you?
Who's this? Am I on, like, what's my line?
Yes, basically.
It is your favorite former player of all time, Nick Ocello.
Nick Ocello. Yeah. I used to know a guy like that.
So I'll just kick this off real quick. Terry and I are doing an Emergency Positive Friday podcast where we're calling people and complimenting them. So buckle up, try not to get the waterworks going. But a lot of what I attribute to who I am as a coach and what I've been able to do in the sport of lacrosse was because of the way that you treated me for 4 years. And it was both with the high expectations and the utmost respect, where whenever you came down on me, it was never personal. It was always because you had high expectations for me, and I never wanted to disappoint that because, yes, you're a damn good lacrosse coach, but an infinity times more important, I never, ever had to question that you had my best interest at heart and that you truly cared about who I was as a person. And, you know, as I get older and I constantly reference, like, reassessing relationships through a bigger lens of maturity – the older I get, the more I appreciate the way that you were really helping me through a time in my life where I took some major steps back, as I'm sure you recall, but you never came down on me too hard. You always put, you know, my development as a man and having character ahead of anything I ever accomplished on the field. I truly cannot thank you enough. And every time I step out on the field and try to coach, I try to bring that Jerry Byrne mentality that had such an impact on who I am today and the man that I've been able to become. And a lot of what I'm proud about, I can trace back to how you coached me in 4 years and the relationship that we continue to have, both you and I together, and knowing your family. And I just can't thank you enough. And I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And if there's anything I could ever do to repay you or, you know, help out in the future, please don't hesitate to ask, because I truly believe I owe you quite a bit.
That's very, very nice, Nick. Nick, I appreciate you calling, and I just woke up from a nap, and this is, you know, I feel pretty good about myself right now.
Well, hold on, because you're about to feel a little bit better, because I've got to figure out a way to one-up Nick, because so far he is shelling me in this contest. So let me just say that even though we have never had necessarily like the coach-player relationship, I do look up to you, and I always have, and I've really appreciated the generosity of spirit that you've shown me. We called Kyle Harrison a couple minutes ago, and I expressed my gratitude to him for the way in which he spent and shared his time with me. I don't feel that way about you, because it seems like when we're on the phone, you want to stay on the phone more than I do, which is a joke. But what I will say is that I very much appreciate the amount of thoughtfulness that you always bring to our conversations, and the way in which if I share an idea with you, it's never a cursory, oh, that's cool, and then like move on to the next thing. You absorb it, you think about it, you provide a really good piece of context around the way in which I'm thinking about it. And it's the type of thing that puts me in a position where whenever I'm thinking about anything, regardless of if it has to do with Inside the Cross, if it has to do with the sport, you know, if it has to do with my own personal and career development, I'm like, huh, I wonder what Jerry would have to say about this. And I am grateful for every opportunity in which I take the initiative to pick up the phone and give you a buzz and get that context. And I really do appreciate the layer above that, which is that you're, you know, a really unique thinker. And I think a huge part of that comes from your boldness. I don't want to say lack of fear, because I don't believe that anybody lacks fear, but you have an outlook that is courage, right? It's, you understand that things in front of you, challenges are scary because sometimes they have downsides and consequences, but you can't not take a risk, because you'll never get to the place where you want to go without it. And so part of knowing what I'm going to get out of calling you is he's going to push me beyond my comfort zone, and he's going to try to instill in me that type of courage. And it's a really special gift, and I'm sure that it's something that you are continuing to instill in your players at Harvard. So I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and I really look forward to crossing paths again soon.
Awesome. Well, do I get to speak now?
No.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you. Thank you for, calling. I'm looking out at the ocean here in North Carolina. I got my family around me, and my daughter just got married, and yeah, life's pretty good. Even when it's not that good, it's still better than average. So I think that's the prism that we have to look at life through. It's never perfect, and it always has some curveballs. And you know, if you surround yourself with good people who are as, you know, as imperfect and independent as yourself, then life's pretty good, man. So I think both of you guys fit that mold. Nick, you were, you know, I think you're harder on yourself than you need to be. I thought you think you brought great energy, and you lived an honest life. You were yourself all the time, which is a pretty rare thing. And you could always be counted on to be great on the field and to be yourself off the field. And I don't think a lot of people live their life like that enough. And to be able to do it in your 20s, early 20s, even when you were in school, is a unique thing. And I think you are someone who looks in the mirror every day and you know exactly who you are. So I think that's a great thing. And, you know, for you, Terry, I think you're, you know, the smartest person in the sport, because I think you're always asking questions. And I don't think a lot of people, I don't think people do that enough. And I think you've quietly, but also obviously really pushed the sport forward. And I really enjoy our conversations and our friendship. And I really appreciate your honesty, which is a rare thing these days. So I know as I head into Thanksgiving, I'm appreciative that both of you guys are in my life. And so thank you for calling.
Enjoy it, Coach Byrne.
Awesome, man. You guys be well. Thanks so much for calling.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Take care, boys. Bye-bye.
Ooh, that one got me. Keep it together, Nick. Keep it together. I love the fact, too, is like, so do I get a turn to talk? You said no. And he was like, all right, I'm just going to talk.
Anyways. So you remember when I said that, like, I'm not going to thank you for your time because you definitely care less about your time than I do when we're on the phone? That was like the perfect illustration of the point I was trying to make.
Oh, man, I would love to be a fly on the wall for some of those.
Oh, my God. Like, it's unbelievable. I mean, like, the speed from which the metaphor goes from an Ayn Rand reference to Good Will Hunting is consistent. We'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I mean, it's just that's one of the things I truly respect about him most and is not really talked about enough is just like, you know, yeah, of course he's the smartest lacrosse mind, I think, on the planet Earth. But the breadth of knowledge and the depth of so many different topics he has often goes unnoticed.
And I have reached a voicemail for Steve Govett. Not available to take your call right now. Leave a message. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message.
We're just going to leave the compliment as well. Hang up. This is actually probably a better idea. More options.
Yeah.
Steve Govett, Terry Foy, Nick Acello here. It's Positive Friday. We just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate you. I personally wouldn't have been able to navigate the last couple years without your guidance and counsel. It's incredible for a meathead Canadian who once wore, and maybe many times, wore a football helmet on a box lacrosse game. Your insight is incredible and very, very valuable. And I just want to make sure you knew that.
You're one of the guys I've respected most since my first day of Colorado training camp so many years ago. You know, I don't know what information I'm privy to share, but I'll just say that you've been the ultimate justification that everything that I've been doing since graduating college is going to pay off and it's going to be worth it and that things are going to be okay. And to be a guy that has put himself in a position to lend a helping hand and to be, you know, I don't know if the word is humble or generous or anything like that, but to know that you're the guy that's going to be lending a helping hand to those that need it. There's not a better guy in the game. There's not a better guy on planet Earth that could do that. So very, very excited to see you soon. And I appreciate everything that you're doing, not only for the sport, but for myself in general. So I'll never not appreciate that.
All right, we're not going to get the whole, like, your voice message is too long, or are you pleased with your voice message? If not, please press re-record. I was like, I don't think that's going to be that's not a positive Friday podcast move.
That would be great podcasting, though, is just listening to people's pre-recorded voice messages and going over the time limit. What is the time limit? I feel like I've left some pretty long voicemails.
Well, I think that there are some, like, phones or services where there is no time limit. I feel like it's one of those things where, like, there's definitely been a scenario in which, like, somebody is, like, you know, called up their, like, significant other and just, like, fallen asleep on the voicemail, and you wake up the next morning and there's, like, an 8-hour message. Verizon has, like, a, you know, $87 bill, like, nailed to your front door.
Yep. Well, you know, luckily I never fall asleep during voicemails. I'm always attentive and making sure that they're nice and concise, as you just heard.
All right, Nick, let's just take a little bit of a 20-second timeout. What has been your reaction to the first 4 calls and 1 voicemail?
I mean, it's generally just good. And, you know, I think it's a good place to start. And I would encourage and implore everybody. And like, I think that you've noticed, especially whether it's Positive Friday, like just kind of that air of vulnerability. But I always struggle to find the balance of like vulnerability and authenticity. And like whenever I'm DMing people that might be having a tough time or, you know, like talking about my own experiences, one of the things that I really always enjoyed was paying someone a genuine compliment and a compliment that they couldn't get from anyone else and that you couldn't give to anyone else. Is a great way not only to make their day, but to really kickstart and jump your own way. And I reflect back to, you know, that initial Positive Friday group chat. And I was like, you know, at one point when it kind of shifted, I remember getting excited that as men, we don't really send genuine compliments to each other that frequently. And it's a great place to start. So I would encourage everybody, like if you're listening to this, get your hand out of your pants, call your grandparents, call your friends, and just pay them a nice compliment. And if you think that that's something that's like too, you know, feminine or anything like that, that's a damn shame, because that's one of the best things and it's one of the finer things you can do in life is make someone's day and put a smile on someone's face. So not to get too deep and philosophical, I think I'm burying you in the compliment department. And I don't know, what's your reaction?
I think that, you know, how sometimes people who do charity work or whatever say, I got more out of it than they did. Like, yeah. There's no question that that's the way I feel right now. Like, this feels almost selfish, where I'm like,
it's a great way to be selfish.
It's, yeah, you're right. Hey, so this next Positive Friday recipient is somebody that you're going to be excited about, not just for who she is, but also where she is. So let's go ahead and see how quickly this rings up.
Got it. I'm going into this blind. I don't know who we're calling. So.
Correct. Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Tari. It's Terry Foy. How are you?
Oh, nice. Hey, Terry. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks. I've got Nick Acello here on the line as well.
Hi.
Oh my God. Hey, Nick. It's me. How's it going? I knew it. I was like, there's something up.
100%. Tari, can you do me a favor and tell me, well, I suppose tell me, Nick, and the Inside Lacrosse / post-game podcast listeners where you are right now?
I'm in Chipotle.
Nick, how excited does that make you?
I'm in line in Chipotle. Halfway through getting my bowl.
I just housed Chipotle. I have an upset stomach because I ate it so quickly before hopping on this. That is undefeated.
No, that is a rookie mistake.
No, it's not. It's a mistake. It's a rookie mistake I'm happy to make every single year. Because I had like five minutes before I had to hop on the call. And I was like, well, I'm not just going to sit here and be hungry looking at it. So
Fair enough.
Anyways, yes. So
I take it easy. I take my time. I'm flying tonight, so I'm like not trying to do all that.
Understood. Tari, this is the official Positive Friday podcast. We are calling people who don't know that they're going to get calls from us and then complimenting them. And we wanted to call you. And Nick is going to try his best to do as good of a job of complimenting you as I am about to do after I finish.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start by saying that I admire you so much because, well, for three very intertwined but also different reasons. So the first is your boldness of vision. Like, I can't tell you impressive it is to have said that thing out there in the distance. I don't know what it is, but I have an idea of what it looks like. And from the standpoint of Official Lax Girl, it is being a voice for the things in the game that I care about. And you started that account, I'm sure, not knowing what it was going to turn into. And the fact that you've navigated so many stormy seas, and this is the second thing that I wanted to compliment you on, it's your resilience, your ability to develop thick skin. And it's not to say that you don't let things affect you. You say, this thing affected me, but at the same time, it's not going to deter me. And I think that those two things are combined very inspirational. But then I guess third thing that I want to say is the way in which you have taken that, and I'm not, this is going to sound inverted than it is, because I and many people have gotten to know you via social media first and then gotten to know you IRL second. But so I'm sure that in real life it is, those are attributes of your personhood that then manifest online. But from the experience of somebody who's gotten to know you online, the way in which you have applied that, like, boldness of vision, because, like, I've got a pretty good idea of what your next step is. You've hinted at it, and I think that it is going to knock people's socks off. And I think that it's going to be a reflection of exactly what I'm referring to, which is I'm gonna set a goal that is really far in the future, really far away from me right now, and I'm gonna pursue it with, like, a vigor and an authenticity and a thing that's me, and I'm gonna hope that we get there. And I'm going to have a plan, right? It's not just about hope. I'm going to have a plan too. And so those are the three things that I wanted to compliment you on as we are on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
And everybody's listening to this on Positive Friday.
Oh, that made my day. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. IL, since I was a little 14-year-old baby, has supported me. And it's been so cool to just grow with y'all and continue growing. And now getting to know you and Hallie and everyone, it just, you all mean so much to me, and yeah, the same my day.
If you thought that made your day, here's this. So, not knowing you in person, I really only have your social to go off of, but it's kind of like this beautiful little, like, I remember feeling almost left out that I wasn't a part of Lax Twitter After Dark because I was actually playing in a game. I was like, well, I kind of wanted to be a part of that because it's so much fun. I really like the balance that you have struck between going about bringing positivity, staying true to who you are, and also calling out bullshit when you see it. And I think that one of the things that has been a theme of everyone that I've ever respected, whether it's in real life or on social media, is staying true to who you are and bringing that authenticity into the limelight and into the general public eye, while not being corny in any specific area. So, like, whether you're broadcasting, whether you're talking about your coding and Hama Beauty, you know, whether you're talking on, you know, the social justice issues of the day, there's never been one time nor anybody that would think, huh, I think you're just doing that for XYZ reason. It's like, no, you're doing that because you fully embraced who you are. And in times like these, it's just a beautiful thing to see. And I know that, you know, as we kind of navigate this shit show of a life and on social and everything, I'm really excited to get to know you better and in person. But it's just such a needed and breath of fresh air that there's someone out there being true to every facet of themselves, not just hyping up one specific aspect of their life, but all of them. And the final thing that I'll say is I hope we get to have a cupcake in the near future.
Yes. Oh my gosh. All the cupcakes. We'll have all the cupcakes. Thank you so much, Nick. You are hilarious. And it is an honor to hear all of those kind of things coming from you, because I think you're so funny. I'm super glad that we've gotten to know each other on the Twitter world. And I'm sure we'll have cupcakes, beers, coffee, whatever in the near future too.
All of the things. Well, happy Positive Friday. Happy Thanksgiving and safe travels, and enjoy Chipotle as always.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Tari, one more thing, which is Nick could probably get a message to Sergio Perkovic. So you got anything that you want him to pass along?
No comment. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
That went really well. That was the first time I'd ever talked to her.
It definitely went very well. In the same way that Jerry said you're too hard on yourself, when it comes to the reflection on your playing days, I think you're also too hard on yourself when it comes to your capacity to talk to women.
What do you mean?
Don't you say that you're not good at talking to women?
I would say there's a difference between something like that and, like, I don't know, trying to put myself back out there.
Hello?
Hi, Hallie.
Hey.
It's Terry, in case you didn't know that, because I texted you 5 minutes ago that I was going to call you. But it's also Nick Acello from the Post Game Podcast.
Hello.
And
oh, hello there.
It is the Ultimate Positive Friday Podcast. So we are calling people and complimenting them because it seems like the right thing to do after Thanksgiving. So even though it's the day before Thanksgiving, as everybody who's listening to this already knows, they'll be listening to this on the day after Thanksgiving. And I wanted to call you as a representative for the Inside Lacrosse staff and well, thank you, of course, but also in so doing, let you know that the esteem and regard that I hold you in terms of, I don't know anybody in my life who is as responsible and professional as you are. It's incredible. And the way in which you take on so many challenges, the way in which you manage so many different responsibilities, and the way in which you don't complain is, like, I think I have a lot of those attributes, and yet at the same time, I find myself trying to hold myself to your standard. And it's the type of thing that I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate, in the way that it makes my and the rest of your coworkers' lives easier. And I think the best way to summarize it is, you're an incredible teammate. And I know that you were an incredible teammate when you were an All-American in Syracuse. And I know that you will continue to be an incredible teammate in everything that you do, including being the head coach at Greenwich Academy, which you are. But I also, more than anything else, just want to say that you are a... It's so funny when you reference all the really successful players that you played with, and you never bring yourself up in the conversation, because I'm just like, you're on their level for sure. And I don't know. You just needed to hear that on the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness. I'm like speechless here.
Well, while you're speechless, if I could just pile on top of that, if you don't mind me just really quickly interjecting, so long as you're speechless. So, Nick Ocello here. One of the things that I wanted to just say is, like, first off, maybe it's a little selfish that you were a four-time All-American, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not personally jealous about that. I just wanted to say that. But second, I've been very inspired by both of my sisters as I, you know, kind of navigate through life. And one of the things that has always inspired me is, like, their passion for whatever subject they're doing. And my little sister ended up playing lacrosse at Duke, and is now a mountain biking teacher and everything like that. And it's always good to see the women that I'm close with in life be inspired by other passionate women. And you were a role model for my sister. She'd been consuming your content for quite a while. And just, like, the impact that you're having on the sport. And it's always cool just to see, you know, you sit and you type at a computer and you don't really know the impact that you're having across, you know, not even the lacrosse landscape, but, you know, the positivity that you're spreading just by creating enjoyable, consumable content and getting to know people like Terry and just being being a beacon and a bright light. I hate to compliment Syracuse people this well, but you have been such a positive force for everything that's been going on in the lacrosse community, specific the women's lacrosse community that I've been a part of since my little sister picked up a men's stick when she was in third grade. And I just wanted to thank you for all the work that you've done and just say that, you know, you are truly someone that's doing good things for the sport. And I am personally a big fan of your work.
I am personally a big fan of your work. And this is so unexpected. I'm racing around, crutching around, as Terry knows. I had a little accident recently trying to clean before I'm feeding my child. And it's one of those days where you feel like you're giving it all you've got and barely getting through. And this call, really just heading into Thanksgiving, I have to thank you guys for everything that you do, but especially this call. This is like the highlight of my week.
Hell, you're
year,
the best.
Month, year, life. There we go.
Hallie, go get him. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm so glad that it was her dog that started barking and not mine.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that my dog has been quiet this entire time. I'm sure that my wife's about to get home and he's about to start going crazy. It would not be his first appearance on a Inside the Cross podcast, but
I've heard. I'm a big, yeah, he
you're I mean, a big fan a of Walter's work
for me, but yes.
All right, we're getting toward the end. I know that there are a couple of people that we've got to make sure get this. This is the first one who's getting the call without a text heads up, so we'll see whether or not he answers the bell, and if he doesn't, then, you know, we're just gonna call him back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 7202.
We I can't tell you now because we just put his name out in the ether.
Yeah, let's.
I'm sorry, his number.
Definitely
not
publish
name.
Their number, whoever yeah. it was.
All right, can you fill a little bit of air while I try to figure out who's next?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I will start saying and talking about is, you know, just a little shout out. If you've ever helped me in any way, really appreciate it. I'm excited to do that for anyone else that needs it. DMs are always open. Generally try and call people on the road trip. I'm very liberal in giving out my number. Let's hop on, have a conversation, a little joke maybe. Recently adopted a dog. It doesn't have any legs. I nicknamed it Cigarette because I always have to take it out for a drag. But chum, hilarious joke. What else? Do you need me to still?
No, you're good. So
that's a good joke, by the way. I've been using it a lot lately.
Let's take the opportunity to fill people in on the tour. So when did the tour start? Where have you been so far? And what has the tour done to evolve your worldview?
So it started off in just after Labor Day weekend. And without going into too much personal detail, but had a pretty tough breakup, blah, blah, blah. No one wants to hear that sob story. But for you kings out there, yeah, breakups suck. Don't try to outman a breakup because that's just as valid as any other thing that can make you sad. Realized I could stick around and, you know, kind of be in that shitty atmosphere, or I can just run away from my problems. So I did. Very similar to Simba. I just started running. And it started off in Boise, and I'll just rattle off all of the cities that I've, in a row, have been to. So started off in Boise, then Sun Valley, then Sacramento, then LA, then San Diego, then Park City, then back to Denver quickly, then Des Moines, then Salone, then Kansas City, then Dallas. I had to fly from Dallas to San Diego, flew from San Diego back to Dallas, continued on from Dallas to Birmingham, then to Atlanta, then to Nashville, then to Knoxville, then to Annapolis, and then to Rochester. My car is currently parked in Rochester. I'm back home for Thanksgiving. I have one more flight out to San Diego. I fly from San Diego to Rochester. Then I'm going to be going to Cincinnati. Then I'm going to be going to Arkansas. Then I'm going to be going to Dallas. Then I'm going to be making my way back to Denver before I find out where I'm moving in January. And I was talking to Terry, and again, I don't know what is going to be chopped up, what's not, but I mean, a big, big hero of mine was always Anthony Bourdain. And what I loved about him was he relied a lot on his travel experiences to help shape his worldviews. And his worldviews, and, you know, he was a man that was full of quotes. I always liked the ones where he said, you know, you keep consuming media, you keep reading about this, you read about that, and you start thinking that a lot of people are very different. And whether I'm in Idaho, whether I'm in Southern California, whether I'm in, you know, Birmingham, Alabama, the true nature of people, I firmly believe, and has cemented this belief, is that people are genuinely good. They genuinely want to help, and they genuinely want to enjoy their time. And everybody just seems to be waking up, doing their best that they can do each day, and then going to bed. And if you lose faith in that, I think things get pretty dark, and that's what happened to me. And things got pretty dark there for a while. So, you know, I think this road trip has been an unbelievable 180 on life perspective, both from just my own sense of self-worth, you know, oh yeah, I'm hard on myself, but I think that drives me to be better. So finding that balance, but also, you know, just going all in on the optimism and the generosity of people, knowing that that's going to be something that one day I get to reciprocate to the next wary traveler that shows up on my door, you know, in a shitty car looking to coach lacrosse. You know, I think it's been an unbelievable spot to be in. I think rock bottom is a hell of a place to build a foundation for the rest of your life.
Oh, and well said. That is unbelievable. First of all, did you just write that?
Write what?
Did you write down that entire, like, diatribe? Because that was incredible. Your ability to speak extemporaneously at length is Cowherd-esque.
No, that's literally all off the cusp. And granted, I have a lot of time to think about that on the long road trips, but it's what I believe.
It's incredible, dude. I mean, I can't express how impressive it is a lot of the things that we're talking about in this call are coming up just with respect to, you know, how I feel about the courage and boldness of taking that trip on. Eli.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I really appreciate you picking up the phone.
Yeah, you got it.
I've got somebody else on the line. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi. You know who it is. I'm seeing you later.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Eli. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You want to know why we're calling?
Yeah. What's up?
So we're doing an emergency special edition podcast release of Positive Friday. You remember Positive Friday?
Oh, of course. How could I forget it?
So shut up for about 1 minute here while I compliment you. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, so since we met on the Outlaws, you've been one of the guys that I truly believe encapsulates all of the things that you look for in a friend. And not only, yes, I can compliment, oh, yeah, you know, you were the short stick D-Mitty, and it was a hilarious transition to get you to be in a long pole, and it was like we have all of our on-field memories. I think that is not what our friendship is predicated on in the least. I would throw out every on-field memory just for one more Panda Express trip to Sacramento. And it's the balance, and I frequently think that the best friends that I have in life, I get to have the balance with. And I think you kind of encapsulate a lot of the balance of, you know, everything from you're a guy that I can call when I'm not doing great, and you're a guy that I want to call when I'm not doing great. And just as much as that happens, you're a guy that I want to call when I'm doing fantastic. And to know that you can cover the gamut of emotions, both from a support, a laughing, a hard work, you know, a joking, an empathetic, a compassionate standpoint, like your friendship Madden traits are like 99 across the board. And I think it's a very, very rare thing to find that. And I know that I'm not the only person that thinks about that. And you're one of the few guys that I think truly nobody in the lacrosse community has anything bad to say about. I'm very excited that I get to spend a little bit of my Thanksgiving break with you. For those wondering at home, he's about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes away from my childhood house, which I'm in right now. So we're planning on meeting up later tonight. And that's a big blessing. And I think that a guy like you, when I saw you in Sacramento, I think you had no surprise of how low I was. Knowing that a guy like you is a great friend to me, can help a guy out more than you could ever know. So thank you for all of that. I really appreciate and love you. And I'm excited to, you know, for whatever bullshit we find ourselves in the next 60 years of our lives.
Wow. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it, man. I got to say, I was pretty fired up. I was listening to the post game today, and you mentioned we might be playing a little beer pong with your dad later. So that definitely turned my Wednesday into a little bit more of an adventure. So I'm pretty excited to see you later. And thanks for the kind words, buddy.
Absolutely. I'm excited to introduce you to the parents. This is a big step.
Hey, Eli. I don't know you nearly as well as Nick does, so he's just running up the score on me as far as the number of compliments that he's given that exceed the quality of mine. That being said, I just wanted to say that you and I had an experience this summer that had the potential to go a little bit sideways, and you handled the situation as professionally and seriously and diligently as I could have asked for, and you know, from afar, I've watched you and had a tremendous amount of respect for the diligence of your craft, the degree and accelerated curve at which you've continued to improve on the field. It doesn't go unnoticed. And I think that to hear Nick lay out the attributes of friendship that he holds so dear, I think it's easy to then lay those over what somebody in my position would look at how you've performed on the field and say, I can see a lot of those qualities in the way that an athlete manifests himself as well. And so even though I'm not in a position to go into the same level of personal gratitude as Nick, and maybe I'm just not clever enough to come up with some other type of angle, I did want to say that I have a tremendous amount of respect for how you go about your business. And as Nick says, I love your work.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Between you two complimenting me and my mom, I'm having quite a good day here.
Well, you guys can enjoy and keep it rolling later on tonight. There is no better night than Thanksgiving Eve. So with that, Eli, we'll let you go.
All right. Well, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And Nick, I'll see you later.
All right. Love you.
All right. Love you guys. Take care.
Nick, have we injected enough positivity into this world on a Friday?
I think so. I think I'm getting ready to go text all of my hometown friends and being like, who needs a compliment and come on over for some beer pong with Steve-O. So I would like to wrap this up by saying, Terry, I think the world of you, and I'm very excited to get to know you further. You've heard me compliment everybody, but you're a guy that I've started to get looped into through a number of, you know, whatever side random shit that goes on. I was not joking when I say that when I was telling your mom, when your name pops up on my phone, it's pretty cool that I get to kind of pinch myself and go like, this is the Terry Foy, the same guy that has been entertaining me from a lacrosse perspective for years now. And not only that, but, you know, we pretty much get to make fart jokes to each other and you know, like low hanging fruit. And I think that in the same way that one of the things that I respect most and hold the highest is being able to have a number of different characteristic traits that I really respect. I think you do just as good a job, like I did, you know, I was just explaining with Eli, of you're going to call. I'm curious as to, like, I have this big life path and decision in front of me. And for you to take time out of your day, explain a little bit about some of the challenges and things that you've faced versus, you know, helping some, you know, lost 28-year-old kid navigate through his life. You know, the only thing that I can promise is that I work hard and that I will, you know, say if the flip is script some years down the line, I think something like the stuff that you do is going to have a much longer lasting impact than you could ever realize, because the things that you've given me, you know, I've almost repeated verbatim to some high school kids that are looking to try and get into the content game. And it's to have the depth of knowledge that you do, but also the humility to explain it and say, come one, come all, I want everybody in the lacrosse community to succeed, speaks volumes about your character, speaks volumes about who you are. And honestly, I'm excited to, you know, I'm excited to publish this, see what we can do, and get to know you much, much better than I do right now. But thank you for initiating this entire podcast. I'm keeping it together here, but I'm going to stop myself before I tear up.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Walter is making an appearance for the very end of this show. And as a result, I'm going to keep this a little briefer than I might have otherwise, but I could also just be using that as an excuse for, again, not being as clever and creative and heartfelt as you are. But, you know, I want to start by the old comedian's trick of doing something unexpected, which is just to say that you're really funny. Like there's athlete funny and then there's legitimately funny, and you are probably athlete funny, but no, you can actually do a good job of convincing everybody else that you're legitimately funny. And I think that more than being funny, you are legitimately creative. And I think that when we spoke for the first time on the Inside the Cross podcast a year, 2 years ago, I don't even remember when it was, your whole point around Clout Police was, you know, what is the meme? All these flavors and you chose salt. Like, your point was all of these different ways to be on social media and you chose posting shirtless workout photos. And I think that the fact that you decided that there's value in another way is what we've been waiting for lack of a better way of putting it. And so, you know, I commend you once again. You know, there's a theme obviously to the things that I respect about other people and want them to know about themselves, but I commend you in your boldness of vision and your commitment, not to the bit, like you are committed to the bit, but your commitment to like thinking that the bit is funny and it actually being funny, right? So like I'm complimenting your taste there as well, but then also understanding that you can't play the same song over and over and over again. And you've done a really, really nice job of evolving, staying ahead of the curve, not getting stale. And yeah, as you continue to, you know, find footholds in this content game, you know, this isn't so much a compliment as it is a recommendation, but like, keep thinking big. There's no, the things that become popular and successful so frequently when they were in their idea stage, nobody thought they were going to become popular or successful. And so as a result, it's like you never know what the future holds. In the same way that sports are sports and we love them because they're one of the last places to find unscripted drama, people trying to do things creatively is like that for life, right? It's like one of the few places where life remains gloriously unpredictable. And so, you know, it's part of a compliment, and it's part a endorsement of the expression of the vision. Just like keep forging ahead, keep believing in yourself, keep taking risks, stay committed. Good things are going to follow. You're too creative, you're too smart, you're too clever, you're too funny for it not to happen.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Good things are going to happen in the future. Here, here.
I can't. How many Athletic Brewing Company IPAs are you going to drink tonight?
Negative 500. And I would say that I'm pour Tito's into them, but I would have to delete that tweet again. So.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Cyber Monday. We don't have anything to plug because neither of us really believe in commercialism or making money. And that's why he's driving a 1984 Chevy Citation across the country. And I have a dog that has never been trained well enough not to bark during a podcast. So with that, we'll let you get on with your day. We really appreciate the listen. Check out the post game. You have anything else to plug? Nick Acello on Twitter.
No, but we were tossing around the idea of doing a giveaway, and to enter the giveaway, you have to show a receipt that you called your grandma or you text a friend checking in on their bread and mentals. So maybe we collab on, like, I don't know, a giveaway where that's what the cost of entry is.
Love it. All right, everybody. So, we'll be back next week with more podcasts of the Inside Lacrosse and Postgame Variety. If you like this, tell a friend, leave a rating and review. We'll be back next week.
Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.